Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're going to be talking about James Craig. This is the dentist from Colorado who allegedly poisoned his wife's protein shakes and then had his mistress fly in to kind of comfort him during that difficult time watching his wife die of poisoning by him, allegedly. I want to talk right now with Robin Dreek, for retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, specifically about poisoners. Are these individuals sometimes more dangerous because they're kind of stealth? They're hiding in the shadows and you may not know it. Sometimes you hear accusations of, I think this person might have poisoned me, but I'm not sure. And they survived. And the fact that an act like this oftentimes is carried out more than once before it's successful. So one has to actively go and hand that drink or put that poison somewhere and think, this may kill them. And if it doesn't, let's keep trying. It's like going after someone with a knife repeatedly or shooting at them on multiple occasions.
Right.
I mean, in a very dark, quiet way. What do you make of this character, the alleged character of James Craig? And the dangers of people that are acting like this. And I do wonder how many have never been caught because it is such a stealth type way of killing someone.
Fortunately, I think our technology and our medical science has evolved to the point where it's harder to get away with poisonings. It is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, way to commit murders. It was so prevalent in ancient times, and it was a preferred way of doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's actually some cultures, believe it or not, that are so blood adverse that this is the only way that they would take care of people was through poisoning. And it was very hard to detect, especially arsenic. I did some research on this because I was curious as well.
Yeah.
And again, I can't remember that. I got the notes in front of me, but I can't find the citation. Anecdotally, so just caveat anecdotally, doctors are the most, it is the most prevalent occupation where serial killers come from, believe it or not. Out of all the occupations you could have, doctors are the most consistently doing it. Not to say all doctors are serial killers.
It's real scary.
Yeah, it is. But it is, and I was looking at some research on this too. It's because of this feeling of control over power and of life and death with people. That's part of the impetus for it. And also their knowledge and frailty of the human body, their knowledge of chemicals, because they are scientists by training. And so all those things play into those types of individuals, you know, going towards poison. And also because it can be less personal, it can be rationalized, it can try to be hidden. Also because it requires a higher level of intelligence, I think, to find the compounds of how to do these types of things, I would think. But then you apply it to this dentist. And I, you know, kind of going back towards, you know, the like the Long Island murder guy. This guy did a lot of really dumb searches on the internet. So for a dentist, I my initial take was, oh, he probably had knowledge of the types of chemicals it would take to do this. But he did all the wrong searches. He literally laid the trail out again on his internet searches that this is exactly what he did. He poisoned his wife. I mean, again, he's not convicted yet, but he did all the searches on how to poison, how long it takes, how to hide some of them if they're poisoned. I mean, just like, what the hell, you moron. Just thank gosh for dumb serial killers.
Well, it's interesting. Like, how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human? Is arsenic detectable in an autopsy? How to make poison? Right. How to make murder look like a heart attack?
Right.
Again, it's like, this is stronger than DNA. If you're looking these things up, unless you're like running a true crime podcast like me or someone like you who's commenting on these sort of things, it's not something you really want to have in your search history if there's suddenly a death around you involving poison.
It's striking how, I mean, you would think if you're going to go into a profession of killing people, or if you're going to, you'd think you'd research it a little bit, you know, because he literally did, as we've seen with these other low, and you wouldn't think a dentist would be a low intelligence kind of guy, but maybe he had a lot of emotional hijacking going on because of the family situation. Who knows?
Yeah.
But he literally did everything completely wrong. It blows your mind. I mean, he literally did exactly what the people that get caught do. Mm-hmm. It just...
Yeah. And one would think that, I don't know, I mean, just with the resources that are available today, just watch Dateline or 48 Hours for a few episodes. And you'd learn those are not the things to do. This is be an interesting correlation. And here's what I wonder about with some of these people. How many of them pay attention to things like that? How many are into true crime? How many are into learning about other cases and things that people have done to get caught? Or are they so wrapped up in their own world of destruction and crime and death that they just view themselves as, you know, impossible to be broken down? I get it when it comes to like professionalism. I don't like to listen to other podcasts because I don't want to be influenced by anything else. I just want to be me. Of course, I'll listen to some here and there, but I get that where it's like you're really into something and you're good at it and you like it and you love it, that you just kind of, you get enough in your own world. I'm wondering if that is the case with some people like this and why they're so dumb about the search engine history.
You know, and you hit it right there as you're speaking. I was like, wow, you know, Tony just nailed it. When you are taking an action like this, you are the most self-centered individual around in the neighborhood, in the universe. And so your ability to look outside in, it's not even there. And that's why, you know, psychopathy edges up here, because psychopaths don't think about empathy. They're incapable of empathy, which is the ability to see the world through someone else's eyes and context, which inhibits greatly your ability to research, you know, how to do a job better. In other words, to get truly better at something, you have to have the humility to be able to learn.
Yeah.
And, but again, that requires humility. People like this don't have humility. And so thankfully, because they're doing everything back asswards. I mean, that was good. You know, I mean, horrible. And I still can't believe, you know, because she was hospitalized. His wife was hospitalized once already. And then he just like, it's like you can he like double down. Well, I didn't get her with that dose. I'll just double the dose. Even though she's already been pegged as being poisoned. Mm-hmm. What the? Well,
I mean,
poor kids, that poor family.
And what is really interesting, I saw an interview that was recently done with what's being called his mistress. And she doesn't like that title. I understand it. According to her, she understood. And I honestly do believe her. That he said, look, I'm at the end of a divorce. This is almost done. It's been going on for a while. And you're just trying to move on. People do that. That's not a crazy thing to do if you're at the end of a divorce to start dating. But that obviously wasn't the case. And the moment that she said that, okay, I'm going to, you know, fly in here, is when he suddenly started getting the drugs and starting to get all that stuff put together. I found another woman. I must poison my wife. It was like instantaneous once they started communicating that he went off to try and take out the wife, allegedly. And she, when she was speaking on that interview, stated, look, we dated for like 3 weeks. We never even consummated the relationship. It wasn't like, hey, leave your wife for me or anything of that nature. She thought the relationship was almost done in a divorce process. It just speaks volumes to the, I don't know if it's not compulsive, but very quick to act, if you will, on the part of James Craig to, oh, I found a girl and let's kill this one. That just seemed very bizarre that it wasn't further along before he decided he's going to kill his wife, allegedly.
Yeah, Tony, I'm with you on this one too. And you wanted to shy away from that compulsive word. I'm going right with it. I'm going impulsive, compulsive.
Impulsive is the one I was looking for, actually. Yeah.
because you know, I'm curious about this guy's arc of life.
Yeah.
The amount of research he was doing on how to poison someone is indicative of someone who hasn't poisoned someone before. Mm-hmm. And since his behavior, from what we see, again, we have a very limited optic from what we see, as you just described, it seems like this very impulsive deviation from a pattern and an arc of his life. So there's probably something else going on. Mm-hmm. So there's something that caused some behavior, unless this was a pattern of his life that's very well hidden to this point. This is a deviation that's caused by some other outside impetus, you know. So there's something else going on in his life that caused an emotional instability, that caused a behavior pattern, a thought pattern, a process for problem solving that vacated rational thinking. And so unless this was part of a normal behavior pattern for him, which it doesn't quite look like it is, there's something else going on. I won't make any conjecture on it, but just not getting along with your wife and going from 0 to 100 on poisoning her because you met someone at a conference, that there's something else. Those things just don't happen on a whim. There's other stimulus that are coming in that are causing that to happen. So I think that'll be uncovered when they go to prosecution.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.